Welcome, everyone. As you enter, to all the people who just got on, Alice, Faith Moore, it is so awesome to see you. Ida, James, and Heather, Janet Kaplan.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a lot of other people here. This is great. We are definitely doing regular church, which is people are showing up.
Right at 10.
Or no, after.
Right after 10?
It's right after 10.
It's just like church.
It's
we amazing. Must be so used to this virtual world now that we now attend it like we ordinarily would a real church. So that's fabulous.
So you'll notice if you opened up your bulletin this week, which we hope you did, we added the announcements, a lot of the announcements at the bottom of it, because we have so many things going on, which is really exciting this fall.
Yeah, so we'll start, I think, with our thing that is happening this afternoon. If you're around the neighborhood and you have a pet that you would like blessed, you can come by and we'll line up and we will bless pets one at a time, 6 feet apart, wearing masks and... it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, we have line managers, which is great. And we also have a volunteer who is going to be taking videos, because hopefully by now so many of you have gotten your annual pledge package. It was a package this year, which was kind of amazing. But you hopefully got one of these. And if you do not want to take the video yourself, if you come by today between 12:30 and 1:30, we will do the video for you.
Whoa.
We've only received one so far.
And I want to say, Janet, you get a gold star for sending in your video. So everyone should cheer for Janet because she has sent in a video.
And then, you know, we do have Tom Rigney's and Ida's and Pat Thibault's, which is great because they were here one day and we got to do that. But so either take the video, you now should have your card and you can do that. The instruction video is up on the website.
Yeah.
And then otherwise come by between 12:30 and 1:30 and we will take the video for you. We need these videos by Tuesday.
Yeah, because that way we can put them together and it looks like we're a group of people passing the card to each other. And it will be really nice to see in that way that seeing videos with all of us makes us feel collected together as the body of Christ that we are.
And so that leads us to the next thing, which is next Sunday is our in-gathering of pledges, which we are doing virtually here, but then afterwards, we are having a coffee hour to go. So first thing is our virtual in-gathering of pledges. You got your packages. On Tuesday, you'll be getting everything electronically, including the link to the electronic pledge card, which is kind of amazing. We are going to, you can fill out your pledge online. It is secure. No one else can see it. But you'll see in the package there, it was really in big letters. It's kind of hard to type all those things in. So you'll be getting a link to that. We'll be putting it in the chat next week during our in-gathering time when we do the blessing of the pledges. So you can either do your pledge electronically like that, or if you come to get grab-and-go coffee hour, so we have a handful of people who are baking, putting things in bags, and then between 11:30 and 12:30 next Sunday, you can come by and get your coffee hour to go. And if you wanted to, you can drop your pledge card off then as well. So there's a couple of different ways you can do this.
So exciting.
And you can see people.
Which is nice. It's nice to see people because it's very nice to see us all this way. It's also nice to see people in person if that's something you're able to do.
I know. It's so good. And then next Sunday evening, we are so, we feel so blessed that Peter Seguir's father, who is a psychiatrist, is going to be hosting a time to talk and get together on Zoom, just about all the different challenges that we might be facing, mental health challenges, and you know, just that those feelings of isolation or anxiety that we're facing during this time. He's going to talk a little bit about that and some tools, day-to-day tools that we can use. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in joining that group,
please email info so that we can put together the email that will go out with the Zoom link so that you can join that.
And it just might be, you know, if you're even just curious, you know, everyone is welcome to join this. So please come and join.
Yeah, let's see. And then I guess just to mark on your calendars that we're going to have an All Saints service, of course, on Sunday, November 1st, and then an All Souls service, which will be on Monday. That's the 2nd of November at 8:00. And it's going to be a really beautiful service filled with some nice music and a time to remember those who have died and have gone on to larger life.
So if you have a loved one who has passed in the last 12 months, please send a picture, electronic picture with the person's name to us at info, because we are going to be putting together a commemoration of the deceased for our All Souls Requiem. Mm-hmm. So please, send that in sometime in the next few weeks. But you know what's also happening on November 1st?
I didn't know.
Opportunity to see each other is that we're going to have a crafting afternoon in the yard, socially distanced with various tables, where we're going to be doing different crafts for All Souls and All Saints. That's something you do need to sign up for. There is a cost associated with it because we need to buy materials, but that's all in the announcements.
It's in that email that went out that had all the fall things.
I know, there's so many things. It's so good.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for church.
Okay, let's do some church.
Rising sun.
out your light and your truth, that they may lead us and bring us to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Let us confess our sins against God and one another. Almighty God, source of all that is, giver of every good gift, you create all people in your image and call us to love one another as you love us. We confess that we have failed to honor you in the great diversity of the human family. We have desired to live in freedom while building walls between ourselves and others. We have longed to be known and accepted for who we are while making judgments of others based on the color of skin or the shape of features or the varieties of human experience. We have tried to love our neighbors individually while yet benefiting from systems that hold those same neighbors in oppression. Forgive us, Holy God. Give us eyes to see you as you are revealed in all people. Strengthen us for the work of reconciliation rooted in love. Restore us in your image to be beloved community, united in our diversity. Even as you are one with Christ and the Spirit, holy and undivided Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The mercy of the Lord is everlasting. Come, let us adore him.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The palace of aliens is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of roofless nations will fear you. For you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the roofless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of aliens like heat in the dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds. The song of the roofless was still. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Once more, Jesus spoke to the people in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. The word of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts always be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I hope everyone remembered to bring your Bible toolbox with you to church today, right? I mean, I see some coffees out there, and Mother Kimberly over here has got an iced tea, but I hope we all remembered our Bible toolboxes. Okay. We need it because this parable is a difficult one. So even though I might have forgotten to email you to tell you to bring your Bible toolbox, I'm pretty sure we all have the skills and we're all equipped and ready to dive into this passage. So there's this king who invites people to come to his wedding banquet of his son, and then he gets so rageful that they don't show up that he has them killed. And then he invites the whole new guest list of random folks to come to the party and then singles one of them out for not being properly attired. This is why we need our Bible toolbox. Maybe we can just all figure out what the skills are that we have and see if we can understand this passage just a little bit better. Our first tool as we approach this passage might be to expand a little and to use our memories a bit to remember the last two passages in the Bible that we've had on Sunday mornings that come right before this one. So 2 weeks ago, Deacon John preached a sermon on that passage, and it was about an owner of a vineyard, and the vineyard owner hires people at the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, at the end of the day, and pays them all the same amount of money. And those who are hired at the beginning of the day grumble because they worked the whole day and got paid the same as the folks who came at the very end and only worked a couple hours. And Deacon John reminded us of our responsibilities in our relationship with God and that there are expectations that we have to fulfill. He also shared a little bit about the practice of writing and rewriting spiritual autobiographies every year. And in Peter's sermon last week, there was another parable about another vineyard owner, this one with some bad tenants. And Peter reminded us of the importance and the depths of relationships through Jesus here at Holy Apostles. So taking those two themes that have come up in our sermons, the theme from Deacon John's sermon about responsibility, and from Peter's sermon about the importance of our church relationships with Jesus, those are our first two tools that we're bringing to our parable. Our next tool that we can all pull out, surely, is the themes from our other readings from today. Aaron and us, we all read Psalm 23 today, and our passage from Isaiah lets us know that there's a common theme of feasts in these three readings. In Isaiah, we hear a vision of what God will do for God's people. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines. There were so many wines in this reading, right? A rich food filled with marrow, well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all people, the sheet that's spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces and the disgrace from his people. He will take it away from the earth. The Lord has spoken. And in our psalm for today, it's Psalm 23, the banquet scene is there as well. It's a favorite of many of us and has been a consolation for many during the pandemic. In April, among the signs and banners that Mother Kimberly and I had printed up to hang on the fences of the church was a banner with Psalm 23 printed on it. I spent a lot of time outside in the yard, and I've watched as countless people in the last 7 months stop, stand in front of the banner, and pray and read and sometimes weep there as they encounter the psalm. I wonder if they're feeling God's love as they pause there, or are they remembering those times in their lives where it has felt like they are in the valley of the shadow of death? Are they taking comfort in the goodness and mercy following them all the days of their lives? I remember too, and my next kind of Bible tool is remembering sermons of old and remembering past times where we've encountered these texts before, kind of biblical echoes. The last time that we had Psalm 23 in our weekly readings was at the very end of March. It was the beginning of the pandemic and the second week of virtual church. And Mother Kimberly and I were preaching together that Sunday, and we preached about how this time might feel like it is the valley of the shadow of death, but we could take comfort in knowing how many times before, how many thousands of years, these words have been said, and that Jesus is our shepherd, and we shall not be in want. It's interesting to revisit this psalm again at a time where we're still living with plenty of fear and anxiety, but that's shifted around a great deal. The virus persists, and we know the full horror of what could be, but we also know that isn't what it is at the moment. We don't have 1,000 dead every day in our city, or the haunting sirens in the empty streets. Instead, we have a mostly masked life with calculations about risk and gatherings that are outside. But we might be feeling great worry around the state of our democracy, the election, and the lasting effects of systemic white supremacy on our society, as well as the impact on each of us as individuals. as I say all these things out loud, I feel like we can all feel, like we have an emotional response for this. Mine shifts in my body, and I feel I can feel and see yours shift too. Maybe this is yet another one of our tools in our Bible toolbox, our emotional response to Holy Scripture. So, okay, here we are. We've got our Bible toolboxes wide open, and we're aware of what's happening all around us, which is another tool, like being aware of the state of the world. So let's take it with us to the parable. We are bringing our sense of context, the other passages from Holy Scripture, our emotional responses, and the world around us, and the journey that we've been on with some of these scriptures. And we need our last tool, and this is perhaps our most important tool, and that tool is knowing Jesus. This one helps us a lot. So using all of these tools, here's what I've got in terms of understanding this passage. In this series of parables about vineyards and fairness, and today's about a banquet, Jesus is suggesting something about our expectations for the kingdom of heaven and what that really is. So here are our expectations on the one hand, and Jesus is saying what it really is something very other. These vineyard stories show us that what we think fairness looks like isn't how it works in the kingdom of God. Our sense of fairness here on earth is, well, something like an honest day's work gets you an honest day's wages, right? This is something that we are familiar with in terms of fairness. But we actually know when we think about our society, this isn't even how it works, right? I mean, a woman makes 81 cents for a man's dollar, and a Black woman makes 61 cents on a man's dollar. So even if we have this notion of fairness in our world, we know it isn't even fair, right? But Jesus says, this is not what the kingdom of heaven is like. Our way of valuing people according to salaries is not the values of the kingdom of heaven. He says, the sense of fairness is very different, that those who come throughout the day to work are all valued the same. And in today's parable, the best way to make sense of this story about guests is that we have this idea that God is like this king, right? That God invites us into a relationship. And if we don't come right when we're called, well, that's it for us. Outer darkness, gnashing of teeth for us, right? Or maybe by some grace, we're rounded up into group two of the wedding guests. But if we aren't wearing the right thing, if we're not behaving, if we say the wrong thing, well, that's it for us too. Outer darkness and gnashing of teeth again. But Jesus again says, no, these are not the values of the kingdom of God. It's not about right clothing. It's not about right behavior. These are not what the kingdom of God is about. Jesus tells us we all are invited one way or another into this banquet and that we have responsibilities. Using our Bible toolbox and especially this knowing Jesus tool, I remember that time and again, our imagination of what the kingdom of God is like is limited by our rigid human understanding of things like invitation and fairness. Jesus tells us we need to expand our thinking. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son." From there, we get the problems with those who are invited and a reminder that no matter how you got there, how you got the invitation, there are responsibilities that we have in the kingdom of God. These responsibilities include making sure that the doors to our church, literal and virtual, are open to all people. These responsibilities include honesty and integrity. These responsibilities include reading scripture together and prayers. These responsibilities include deepening our relationships with our brothers and sisters here at church, continuing vulnerable conversations around race and justice. These responsibilities include continuing to find innovative ways to support the children and families at PS 15. These responsibilities include reaching out to each other when the cumulative and compounding stress of these last months feel like it's too much to bear. The kingdom is hard work because it's these values, these responsibilities, these aren't the ones of the world we live in now. The kind of radical sharing of authority and wealth are hard to learn. In all this talk about what this parable raises in terms of our responsibilities in the kingdom of God, it's good to remember that at this time of the feast, at this time in the wedding banquet, where we're responsible for our, where we are responsible for our place in the kingdom of God, we only get those responsibilities when it comes out of a sense of the abundance of being at that banquet in the first place, this abundance that God provides for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. On my journey with Jesus, I feel my cup is running over when I see people pause at the fence of our church to pray along with the psalm. My cup is running over when I see folks filling up the purple pantry at the church and when folks come by to get food from it. My cup is running over when I think about the joy that Holy Apostle gives to Windsor Terrace and shares with the rest of Brooklyn. In all of these ways that I know my cup is running over, I know too that because of that abundance I have, one of my responsibilities is to contribute financially to the spiritual home where I can practice my Bible toolbox skills in order to learn how to better live in the kingdom of God, sharing my cup running over with others out of the abundance that God has given to me. And I pray, surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Friends, let us continue by affirming our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. As we come to our offertory, let us take this moment to just reflect on the abundance of the Holy Spirit in our lives and how we, in this next week, will be praying, reflecting, and committing ourselves again to Holy Apostles in the form of our pledge. You're up.
Right. In peace we pray to you, O God. Help us, O Lord, that our eyes may be merciful.
That we may never judge our neighbors.
Help us, O Lord, that our ears may be merciful.
That we may hear our neighbors' needs.
Help us, O Lord, that our tongues may be merciful.
That we may never speak poorly of our neighbors.
Help us, O Lord, that our hands may be merciful.
That we may do only good to our neighbors.
Help us, O Lord, that our feet may be merciful.
That we may hurry to assist our neighbors.
Help us, O Lord, that our hearts may be merciful.
that we may feel the sufferings of our neighbors.
Let us remember in silence our departed brothers and sisters. I invite you to offer intercessions and thanksgivings to God, either silently or aloud.
So you can unmute yourself and offer your prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings, or you can write them in the chat.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. I pray that you will be with the nursing home that my father Sam is in, that you will help them keep him safe the next few days, and that you'll be with us as we bring him home on Tuesday and give us the strength to care for him here at home.
Blessings to Jan and Jerry as they celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary today, and for just many more years to come for them of love and of sharing their joy in song with all of us.
Thanksgiving for Ron's good news of taking 20 steps on the bars this week, which we're very excited about for him, and hoping for continued progress and knowing that he has our love and prayers with him.
Prayers for Canon Sandy's mother, who fell yesterday and broke her hip and had to have an emergency hip replacement. Just prayers for healing for her and for her family who is supporting her now.
Ellie offers prayers for continued healing of Ron, blessing and guiding us as we enter the 7th month of quarantine. Bless all those suffering from anxiety and depression during this time.
Juan Rigney, for help with the complex relationships in our family. And thanksgiving for all of our furry friends, as today we come to celebrate the Feast of St. Francis, and give thanks for all of those animals who have blessed our lives previously and today.
Mm-hmm. We'll offer prayers of sort of asking for God's guidance as we have begun another Sacred Grounds group this week and are about to embark upon our sort of step two with Sacred Ground and IO with our God Has Worked For Us To Do group, asking that God continue to guide us, help us to share ourselves and to be your beloved community. Dear God, we give you thanks for this time together, for all of the ways in which we share our lives with you, and for your continued presence with us all. We ask that you hear our prayers and help us to do your will in the world. Amen.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, friends, let us pray the next three prayers together. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Gracious God, giver of all we have and hold as stewards, grant all of us, the people of this church, a deep and abiding awareness that all things come from you, our health, our incomes, our jobs, our talents, and our generous impulses. Send your Holy Spirit to help us as we swim against the rising tides of materialism, envy, individualism, and greed in our culture. When we are tempted to think of money as a private matter, remind us that you have asked for part of what we are given to be returned to you as a symbol of our awareness that you give all that we have. And further, help us to help each other in this grace of giving, for you are the lover of our souls and call us to nothing less than transformation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May God give you grace never to sell yourself short, grace to risk something big for something good, grace to remember that the world is too dangerous for anything but truth and too small for anything but love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and remain with us always. Amen. Amen.
Grace unbounded, I
May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Peace, everybody.